Rambo. Bird dogs around here.
It's all just props. It's not really like that down here. They brought those in here just for effect.
This is like
You missed the snake thing a while ago.
Oh damn, I'm glad I did.
We don't have any birds here.
Yeah, no birds.
Is there cell coverage out here?
Hope so.
Well, there is.
Yeah, I've got
imagine that. Better coverage than I get around my house.
Yeah. You open at 6?
That's going to be a big upset.
Yes, I'm sorry.
No,
we can talk anytime. Now, what's the band situation tonight?
John Horton is playing tonight, from what I gather.
Yeah. Horton?
What does he do?
He's a blues kind of guy.
All right.
There's a Johnny Lee Horton.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want?
Now, how late does something like that crank up?
He probably won't get cranked up until after 9.
Okay, well, bring the food slow.
I'll be asleep. I certainly will.
Better bring some drinks. We're going to need some drinks.
I can do that, too. You got as many as y'all can handle. What can I get y'all a drink? What would you like?
We
have a full bar.
Shiner Bock.
That's a full bar.
That's
full bar in Mississippi.
Yeah, you did. Full bar in Mississippi. Where are y'all from?
Texas. I knew you didn't. Don't worry. Yeah.
We might.
No, you don't.
We don't?
No.
That's just the beginning of what the rest of you is going to be like.
Okay. Well, he made a liar out of me. Maybe not. It's like, you know, half full of the stuff we think would be full.
The bottles are full.
The bottles are full.
Yeah. Okay.
He has some local beers.
We don't have any of the Mississippi brewed beers. Uh-huh. But we, beer-wise, we just have Miller Lite, Bud Light, Budweiser, Coors Light.
Okay.
So that's all we have beer-wise. Everyone drinks Bud Light around here.
You
Bud Light or Miller Lite, dude?
That's what I
Okay.
Miller Lite it is.
I'll have a Budweiser.
Your hair is a lot prettier than mine is.
Oh, is that the red?
Thank you. Well, you
Jim
have,
said it looked like I had cornrows with the hair.
You have a nice shimmery.
I had it frosted.
It looks nice.
It does.
What can I give to you?
Water.
Yeah. Take that too.
All right, well that's it. Now I'll give y'all some time to look over the appetizer menu.
All right.
Oh,
wait,
let's drink real quick. Feels right. Now then we get down there and it's you turned on that real nice road. There's a section in there that's nice and I'm going, yeah, something isn't right here. This is nice. And then it stopped. And I said, okay, now we're right.
Now you're back on.
Now we're back right again.
Yeah. You notice I didn't pick the speed up very much.
No, you knew things were gonna change.
You knew what was coming,
But that's pretty interesting. Deep, dark night, and you turn somebody down that road.
I know.
And I guarantee you, you continue to come, and you look back there, and they're getting slower and slower. They're questioning you.
Yeah.
They can't talk to you.
You're right.
But they're like, I don't know. Something don't feel right here.
Absolutely been a wrong turn here.
Yeah, and I'm not going to jump off the bridge with the idiots. You know, I'm going to slow down.
I sure wanted you guys to see that road in daylight before you go out at night. Yeah. You know, come in on
it. There's a lot of loose stuff on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, be careful.
But there's some old houses. There's some new houses, but there's a few old ones still down there that's pretty new.
Matter of fact, right as we got on that road, I don't think it was on the good road yet, but on the left there was this 2-3-story building that looked like it was starting to go down a little bit, but still being lived in. Mm-hmm. Pretty big home. Cottage King.
Family moved out and helps them now.
Yeah, there's some of that.
The family's probably down on the Gulf.
The 36 were in cans, and she loved her bottles.
So when you get
you see why she should have got cans now.
Yeah. She would have not had to take those. But I said, well, you got the, being you're from Alabama, the bottles, you can bust them.
She's from Alabama.
Well, she had an Alabama t-shirt on, and they were playing it. I said, well, you just use the bottle, you can break it, and you have a weapon. So there you go.
Did they leave the game early? Pissed off? Did she say?
I don't know. She said they were tailgating, and according to the guy in the bar, I was talking to him a while ago, he said they're probably still at the stadium party. But that's what they do, you know. Oh, at the restaurant.
You were recruiting new club members there?
Oh, yeah.
That's about the time you went, no!
Yeah. Get out of here.
That windshield does what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you see that?
Yeah.
I think we missed
the snakes.
Yeah. Yeah. She kind of reacted a little to that.
Well, it was a woman. Oh, she had a car full of kids. Black lady. And she pulled up and said, I didn't know what she was saying at first. And then she said, we just ran over a snake back there. Can you look to see if he's underneath the car? And I said, yeah, it looks like he went up into the wheel well.
She starts...
Here he comes.
It reminded me of one of those rides at Six Flags.
And she goes screaming off.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, ma'am, I'm sorry.
She reacted so bad, so violent that I felt bad and told her, no, Eddie's not there.
She was still shaking after that.
Yeah. We could have snuck in behind her and raked a stick up underneath that. That car would have emptied.
Did she see one, or what was the question?
She ran over one and wanted us to see if it was underneath the car still.
Really?
And I said, yeah, he just went up into the wheel well.
I believe it's latched on the radiator hose there with his fangs right now.
And that's when she went...
Yeah, she was voiceless.
Screamed. I should have said, Richard, get your recorder out. Man, can we do this again?
It would have not been hard at all.
I have a feeling every time I would have said it, she would have reacted that same way.
Not a steak.
What do you recommend here? A steak?
Again?
Hey. It's good. I don't care. I'm going to try to stuff catfish.
So we got Led Zeppelin out in the middle of the Mississippi cornfield.
That one that was from one of the university's research centers?
Well, yeah, that's pretty sure it's female, yeah.
Mississippi farm raised catfish. Always like this. So.
I used to play lead guitar on this.
Yeah.
It's two notes.
Oh, that's all.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I was lead guitar. You think you can do that? Yeah, I think so.
Well, back then that would be all you could remember
for 3 minutes.
It's some psychedelic drugs everybody had. Yeah. It didn't matter.
You just play what you heard.
Between the drugs and no talent, that's about it.
How long ago was that?
Well, do we have to actually do the math there? It was when I was 14.
50s. Is that what you said?
No, 60s.
Is that what you said? Oh, he
would have been 1970.
70.
Yeah.
That sounds like 60s. So, how old are you?
I'm 51.
I'm 52. I was born in 55. Raised just
so
like
Bo's, Bo's a youngster, though, right?
In 55, I was 13. And the proud owner of that bike I showed you.
Which one was it?
The Simplex.
So you found one there.
The service cycle.
The service cycle. The Simplex.
Made in New Orleans.
Yeah.
That's funny. I've never heard of that.
They usually have one of those at the Lake of the Pines rally. Because I think Perry Bouchon has it. You know, he's got a museum out there.
I've been to his place, but I didn't.
He has a little museum next door. He does restoration.
Okay,
He's got one of those old Isettas,
mm-hmm.
And
the little cars.
When I was growing up, my dad, being a car dealer, he took one of those in on trade, and we drove it around like a go-kart, just playing with it. Now I wish I had it.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. I mean, the whole front end, when you opened it, the whole front end opened up, and the steering wheel came out with it.
And
it was a one bench seat, and the steering wheel was right in the middle, if I remember right.
My uncle has one now.
Does he?
Yeah.
No kidding.
He's redone it, totally redone it.
This one was red.
Yeah.
My grandfather, I remember he
had a car. That's what I call it, Urkel car.
Yeah. When I first saw the show Urkel, as soon as I saw that car, I'm like, we had one of those. I didn't know what it was at that time. Yeah. My grandfather, he was a farmer, so I remember he had a 49 Chevrolet pickup, had the starter button on the floor.
You tow, and then you had to get the gas and your heel or something to get it going.
Remember that one.
The Harley dealer in Waco has a Simplex in his showroom. Not refinished, though. It looked like you picked it up out of a barn and just put it in. Kind of like you'd put an old rusty galvanized bucket on display.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all heard, there's some of those guys in that museum. Right at the front door, they were looking at some of the old Harleys, and one of the guys commented, well, they don't have, they're about the same horsepower now as they were then.
Yeah.
It was amazing looking at some of the top speed on those bikes, thinking I would not want to be on that thing.
No,
not. You know.
The brake technology had not quite caught up with the speed.
That ice racer was interesting.
Yeah.
Czechoslovakian.
Oh, that one with the crazy handlebars?
I guess that's to give you leverage.
They could actually, it would allow them extremely low leaning angles to the point where their elbow would be touching the ice.
Oh my gosh.
Probably not.
That's
a lot
where you
of
don't
slip. Want to
come off your bike and have somebody run over you. Yeah.
That's what made that a good spectator sport. Did you read that on there talking about a good spectator? That's the reason right there.
Yeah.
You know it was.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
You doing anything else? While you wait? Your appetizer almost ready.
Excellent.
Got lots of stuff. Lots of good stuff.
What kind of entertainment can you do for us while we're waiting?
Well, I can tap dance.
I'd like to see that.
I can do headstand. Cartwheel.
If you'll tap dance, I'll handbone for you.
Do I want to know what a handbone is?
Yeah, handbone.
You don't know what a handbone is?
By God, I believe we can do it.
You need some spoons.
I believe we can do it.
Then you go, eat.
I don't like
my
There you go. That'd make pretty good tea.
We should go on the road. Take our act out. Are y'all okay on drinks for now?
Are you serious about going on the road? Because I need to call my wife.
Just down the road.
I think so. Whenever y'all were getting, I was going to come out and see if y'all would take me down the road on a motorcycle.
We'll do that.
Yeah, you can't go. I'm just, I don't know now. I've just changed my mind, I think.
That quick?
I used to be the biggest daredevil that there was. I wanted to go skydiving for my 18th birthday when I was in high school.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do. Not anymore. I had a bad wreck, and ever since then, I'm terrified something's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, most tackles, you know, there's not even, you know, doors blocking me.
That's right, they're not. Yeah. We call cars cages.
Cages.
They're all trapped in there.
Cages,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But see, whenever you, like, start flipping, they block the ground from your face.
Or the car?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess, well, that's what the helmet's for.
Actually, we don't flip. We ride straight and left.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. See, on motorcycles, whenever you make turns, you're all leaned over.
Yeah.
See, that's scary.
You can't do that in a car, isn't that?
No, that's scary.
That's what makes a motorcycle.
It's like, going straight, I'd probably be fine. As soon as you started making that turn and I felt, I'd probably be wanting to get off. You're not scared ever?
That's the closest to getting off is when you're doing that.
I'm scared when I pass somebody in a car on a cell phone.
Boy, that is scary.
Yeah.
Or watching a DVD.
Like you saw last night. No clue you're even there.
They're completely oblivious to other cars.
Yeah.
People, they're not safe. Cars aren't safe either.
And Melissa, you've never been on a motorcycle?
I have been on a motorcycle. Not since my wreck.
Since your wreck?
Yeah, not since my wreck.
Was that a motorcycle wreck?
No.
Okay.
It was a car wreck.
Can you still get in the car?
What did the motorcycle have to do with the car wreck?
Well, I'm just scared of things happening going wrong now. There's no motorcycle involved in the wreck. I'm just scared of things happening. Like, if you went to turn, like, the wheel's just sliding out and then going up. I just think horrible things. I think I've seen too many movies where motorcycles, like...
They do give them a bad
but
ride.
But yet you get in the car.
Yeah. I think just, you know, all those people are on motorcycles and they ramp something and all those movies, I think.
But if you notice on all those car movies, every time a car's wheels come off the ground, it explodes. You notice that?
Yeah.
It all just boom, catch on fire. There's not like a slow little flame. It's just all of a sudden,
yeah.
Ignite.
Right.
You'll never let your wheels come off the ground.
I wouldn't get in one either.
Yeah.
Anytime you shoot your car, it'll blow up too.
Y'all
that's
riding
right.
cars.
We don't enjoy it.
No. It's just something you have to do sometimes
yeah.
to get to work. Right.
Are you on a long road trip?
Yeah.
No.
Kind of.
Barely.
1,400 miles.
That's long. Where are you going? You come from Texas
to
here.
Alabama.
Mainly we came here.
Yeah, this is it. For that sampler.
For the slant sample? It's
yeah.
almost
we
ready.
We wanted to see if you would make us
tap
a sample flight and tap it.
Well, I've tap danced, and the sample fire is almost ready, so y'all just come up with some other things on your wish list, and we'll
let us know when you want to ride on the bike.
Okay.